We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Down here in the Brewers dugout with a guy that 13 months in the making, and he's back, and he's helping this team win baseball games, Brewers pitcher Brent Suter. Brent, welcome back, man.
Thank you very much. Great to be back. Great to be back and active.
Yeah, really. 13 months, to me, it seems a little bit like a faster recovery because you just don't know with Tommy John surgeries. You really don't. So are you surprised that you're back, you're ready to pitch, and you're ready to help this team win?
This has been our goal all along, so I wouldn't say surprised, just like very happy that no setbacks happened, that we were able to kind of keep on the program and get back right when we wanted to. So just like very pleased that it all went according to plan. I have to thank the rehab staff, all the medical training staff, strength staff in Arizona and here for all the help, and in Cincinnati really for all the help. They were awesome and helped me get back to big leagues.
You know, so many pitchers go through this. Young guys go through this, guys who've been pitching for a while then have to go through it. Were there certain guys that you asked for advice when you had to go through this long, grueling process?
Yeah, I asked a bunch of my friends from back home who had pitched in professional baseball and went through it. And then I asked Will Smith, who's with the Giants, closer for the Giants, because he went through it and he was with the Brewers for a while. So, and they just all said, hey, rehab, you know, the surgery, like, it'll go how it's supposed to go, but the rehab is the most important part. Make sure you get after it, bust your butt in rehab. And so I listened to them, worked hard every day, and it really helped, and ate the right things, you know, didn't do any kind of, like, stupid, like, alcohol or anything like that to help the recovery. So really everything went according to plan.
You know, I know we've seen you kind of come and go. You've been hanging out with the team at times, and you go back to rehab. But there had to be a lot of downtime in that 13-month period. So, I mean, what do you do in the downtime?
Actually, my son was born in October of last year, right after the surgery. So he's been a lot of the downtime. Thanks. Being a dad has been a big part of the downtime. And that's actually been a blessing of the whole thing, is that I got to spend that much more time with him and my wife. As he's been growing like crazy. He's 10 months old now, so that's been a big part of what I've been doing with my downtime for sure. And then some, getting into some environmental initiatives and all that stuff. So trying to use my time as wise as I could when I wasn't at the field.
Talking with Brewers pitcher Brent Suter. So, you know, you've been a guy throughout your career that's had to overcome a lot of challenges, you know, being drafted in the 31st round and being able to get through every single level. Was this, though, going through the Tommy John surgery and the rehab, has that been your biggest challenge professionally? Or is there something else?
That's a really good question. Probably just getting to the big leagues, being a guy, low round guy, like you said, who doesn't throw very hard. That was a challenge. But this, in terms of like adversity and like having to kind of get through some tough days of rehab and stuff, this might have been the toughest. But hopefully, like I said before, hopefully it's a blessing in disguise, and I come back better than ever. I've been feeling really good and throwing the ball pretty well in my rehab so far, so hopefully it can continue up here.
So, I mean, I've been following you down in the minors for your rehab. The numbers are very good. I mean, it suggests that you are feeling well. But, I mean, has anything changed mechanically? I mean, have you had to make any kind of adjustments in your delivery because of that surgery?
I did, as a proactive way of trying to prevent it from having to happen again. So my arm path is a little cleaner, more efficient, and I get my arm in better position at foot strike. And I've changed, instead of facing the batter in the windup, I'm kind of facing to the side, kind of like Jimmy Nelson does, and starting kind of in that stretch or like side position so that I can work in quick pitches and so that I can be that much more balanced on the way down the slope. So a couple little tweaks here and there, trying to like make sure I can be as healthy as I can throughout the whole season, throughout every outing, all that stuff. So it's been a little more efficient delivery.
Again, talking with Brewers pitcher Brent Suter. So what's the scoop here with Craig Counsell? I mean, is he going to ease you back in, or are you ready to just go out there and pitch in any situation, regardless of how high or how low the leverage is?
From what he's told me, he's going to pitch me when he feels like it's a good matchup for me, when it, you know, breeds good success. But that's like anybody in the bullpen. You know, we're going to get good matchups going for the guys in the bullpen because we got a lot of good arms down there. So, but he did say there's still a little bit of restriction in terms of I might not be going back to back right away, like in terms of off the mound in games back to back quite yet. But hopefully in terms of leverage, you know, any spot will kind of where he sees it as a good matchup, I'll be thrown.
So how do you look at this 2019 Brewers team? I mean, it's not necessarily where you guys want to be right now, but you guys are certainly still in it. A huge series win against the Cubs yesterday. How do you view this ball club, you know, just from the outside looking in?
Absolutely been challenged with injuries, with, you know, this and that happening throughout the year, but grinding our way, overcoming adversity, and like you said, staying right in the hunt. I'm so proud of the guys for the fight and everything they've shown so far this year, but hopefully we can have a September reminiscent of last year, September, where we kind of just surge and get in the right spot where we want to be at the end of the season.
Again, talking with Brent Suter, I might be a little late to the party on this, maybe way too late, but I need to get this straightened out. If you watch Brewer baseball, you know Brent Suter does a lot of funny impersonations, and one of his signature ones is the impersonation of a raptor. Where did this start? Where did you perfect a raptor impersonation?
Tim Dillard, who was with the Brewers for a long time in the minors, saw me run in, I think it was in 2014 or 2015, saw me run in sprints, and just kept coming up to me and saying, dude, you look like a dinosaur when you run. And so he kept on making raptor calls when I was running, and then he made some Dub Smash videos and featured me in it as a raptor in the background and whatnot, and then kind of just took off. And when I came up here in 2016, Mike Vasallo asked, hey, do you mind if we use like a Jurassic Park music as your walk up? And I was like, I don't care, I don't have anything better, I guess. So it just kind of evolved from there. And then I got the, you know, kind of the call going, caught it off of Tim a little bit. So it just kind of been a thing. It's my Players Weekend nickname is the Raptor. So it's just kind of a fun little thing, nickname.
See, here I'm thinking this was probably something you were doing as a kid. And I remember those Dub Smash videos, too, with Tim Dillard.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's hilarious. One more thing with you, Brent Suter. The NFL season is starting up. You big football guy at all?
Not huge, but I root for the Bengals from Cincinnati. So we've had some good teams this past decade, but didn't quite get over the hump in the playoffs. But hopefully they can turn it around this year or next year. Yeah.
Brewers pitcher Brent Suter. Brent, thank you so much for the time. Good luck to you. Good luck to the team. And hard to believe we're in the month of September now. Good luck.
All right, thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.